Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We have a wonderful, wonderful hour schedule. As long as she can hang on, it'll be the most beautiful, bestest ever. For those of you who love your animal friends, our friend Dr. Marlene Siegel joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Siegel, almost Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody, and an amazing 2020 for everyone. Health, happiness, abundance, and just the most amazing consciousness as we evolve.
Yes, it's absolutely incredible that 2019 is wrapping up as right before our very, very eyes. I want to, let's say, go quickly to the website here. I'm going to scroll down. We do have another question of the day that's pet-related. Here are the links to Dr. Marlene Siegel, our good friend from PascoVet.com. We'll talk about her raw food option for those of you that want to put your animals on a species-appropriate diet as well. But it's, you know, one of the more popular things that we do here from time to time, not often enough, apparently, is do, you know, pet segments. And you're a busy, busy doctor, and I can't get you on all the time, but I love it when we can. And I know you're up visiting our friends, the Zielinskis, I believe, right? And you're going to go to the Jockers later in Atlanta with your daughter. Please wish them a Happy New Year from all of us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. We love them.
I will.
And appreciate you so much. So starting with the first story of the day in the pet realm, and it's in the show notes, headline says it's not going away. Vets still seeing cases of dog heart problems linked to grain-free food. This is coming out of the mainstream media, NBC News. Exotic ingredients and boutique brands may also be linked to health issues. What's going on? I'm a bit confused. I know with these cats and dogs, are they typically eating grains in the wild or not? And now I'm confused. Help me out.
So let's talk about what taurine is. Taurine is actually an organic acid. But many times it is linked into the amino acid family, but technically it's not. Taurine is found naturally in meat and fish and poultry and eggs and things like that, which if an animal is eating a species-appropriate diet, which is a meat-based diet with fat, bones, and organ meat in there, they're going to have a ton of taurine in their diet. In fact, it's interesting that many, many years ago when cats started becoming pets inside the household and we started seeing the pet food industry developing cat food, there was this absolute widespread incidence of cardiomyopathy in cats. And the pet food industry was looked upon to say, what's going on in here? We've never seen something like this before. And it was because we had so many cats eating commercial food. Well, the problem was that cats cannot synthesize taurine on their own, where dogs are supposed to be able to. But these cats were not getting any meat. They are obligate carnivores. And as an obligate carnivore, they have to eat meat. There was no meat in the diet. It was gourd gum and all these other things that looked like meat but literally was not. So the food industry got caught with the pants down, and instead of putting meat in the diet, they added taurine because they realized that these animals were dying of cardiomyopathy from a taurine deficiency because calves have a obligatory need for taurine, which means that obligatory need to eat meat. So instead of doing that, they synthesized taurine and put it into cat food. So a lot of people now are aware of the fact that cats have to have taurine. But the problem with dogs was very interesting. Now, we've seen cardiomyopathy in dogs because the large breed dogs, which are more sensitive to getting cardiomyopathy traditionally, they have a different rate. It's called the biosynthesis rate of taurine, and it's a slower rate in large dogs than in small dogs. But now what we're seeing is this widespread evidence of cardiomyopathy in dogs, and I think there are several reasons for that, though no one has come up with a conclusive answer.
Well, yes, let me just real quick read you from this article. The vet is saying the first question that the vet asked this person that brought in the dog with these issues, do you feed your dog a grain-free diet? And she's like, yeah, I pulled all the grains out. And they're now saying, according to this article, that these dogs definitely need grains. I'm like, well, do they need a little? And if so, what form? Do they need glyphosate? Oh, that's a joke. Obviously, they don't. But, you know, the question, if they do need grains, you got to be careful about the quality. So is this a new thing, suddenly, grain-free diets and heart problems? Or is this a made-up thing just to distract people from the movement toward better foods for these animals?
I think that's a great segue, because I think there's a combination there. Certainly, we know that grain-free is a problem because grains do not contain taurine. But dogs traditionally have been able to take and synthesize taurine from their diet. So when they have cysteine in the food, which comes from a variety of sources, they're supposed to be able to synthesize taurine from the cysteine that's in the diet. However, and methionine is the other product. What I think we're really seeing is a nutrient deficiency and a deficiency of proper amino acids and or the ability of these amino acids to be actually uptaken into the gut, because the gut has such dysbiosis and such inflammation. Mm-hmm. And I think that inflammation is rising conclusively. We know that. Mm-hmm. And this process of inflammation rising, partnered with a lack of meat in these processed food diets, I think it's a perfect storm to see these diseases really fulminate. And I think even when we get into the second question that we're going to talk about, I think what we're going to find is that there is a problem in synthesizing these nutrients that the body needs, because a lot of these pathways are being blocked by toxins, not just glyphosate, but other toxins.
And there's no question there that was brought up related to what you're bringing up. And that's, again, that's your brilliance, too, in recognizing that. It isn't as simple as saying grain-free, no grain, grain, no grain. It is about what preceded that animal, you know, whatever diet it is on or been changed to recently. How many times has this animal been on an antibiotic? How many times has it been treated with steroids? How much has the gut dysbiosis been manifested via previous veterinary treatments that even if you put the greatest food in the world, we might need to remedy them, you know, through natural medicines, energetic forms of healing, homeopathy, etc., so that they can take the good stuff out of hopefully the good food you're going to give them. And again, you bring that up. This article does not. Most vets probably don't ask that question, because then they would be guilty of creating the very problem that now they're asked to treat.
Yeah. So we don't see cardiomyopathy occurring in animals eating a species-appropriate diet, and animals that have a good gut microbiome, you know, good gut digestion. So I think, as we've just said, there is a definite relationship between the dysbiosis, the gut not being healthy, not having the essential nutrients in the body, and then having these different metabolic pathways. So a lot of people don't realize that when we're taking essential nutrients, the ones that the body can't make on its own, these are what drives these metabolic pathways. And when those are messed up, they are literally not able to synthesize the very nutrients that they in the past were able to, because those enzyme pathways were actually functioning.
Mm. Yeah, again, these are considerations that I love, you know, broadening the horizon. And I know that you're also even educating other veterinary doctors of veterinary medicine, to look beyond their training. And again, it's not unique to veterinary medicine in the allopathic world. Regular MDs and DOs come in through their curricula, focused mostly on drug therapy, suppressive therapies, antibiotic therapies, and not looking at this bigger picture. I mean, they have the capacity to do so. We all know that nutrition is important, and I think in the veterinary realm, maybe they could pick it up faster than in the human realm, where we are denied that connection by a lot in the allopathic profession, so to speak. So if I'm to ask... Go ahead.
Let me tell you one more thing that's really important. So the liver and the pancreas are the organs that are responsible for having that taurine converted through the metabolic pathway. Mm-hmm. If you look at the blood work of a majority of animals, the liver enzymes are almost across the board suppressed to very, very low numbers. When I started practicing over 35 years ago, enzymes in the liver usually ranged up in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Right now, I'm seeing numbers that are below the 20 mark. Well, if that liver is responsible to help these conversions, these enzymatic processes to happen, and that liver is barely functioning and turning over, then that pathway isn't going to work. And we know that the pancreas is so stressed as well because these animals are being fed a very, very high sugar diet. Well, you know, the pancreas is in charge of adding enzymes. When you're feeding an enzymatically dead food, which is any food in a can or a kibble, and you're feeding a high sugar content, that poor pancreas is so overworked trying to meet the enzymatic demands and try to process all that sugar. How is it possibly able to convert these smaller metabolic pathways? It's like taking its concentration and putting it somewhere else.
Yeah. Remind us also about protein needs. For a cat, it's almost 100%. I don't know exactly. And dogs, maybe a little bit less. Right. So as a percentage of their caloric intake, protein is in the 90th percentile?
Yeah. I know the diet that we make, the carbohydrates is less than 1%. And that is their biological diet. But it's not just protein. There's fat in there. There's organ meat in there. So the protein content, the actual number is not 99%, but it is a meat-based diet with organ meat, fat, and bone. And that's literally what they ate. And they did get some carbohydrates, but they got them from what was digested in the gut of whoever they were eating.
Right.
So it was nice and fermented. They had good prebiotics, probiotics. They had nitrilicides, which are those wonderful anti-cancer products that came in different grasses and wheat. And for us, it's B17, and we can get it from apricot seeds. But these were natural part of the diet that the herbivore was eating. So then when the carnivore disemboweled them, that's where they were getting this nutrient-rich carbohydrate pre-digested for them.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Not straight. They're not the ones out there eating in the sugarcane patches and in the potato patches and the peas and,
Yeah, there's a lot of complaints. They're trading the grains for potatoes and peas. And I don't know if that's exactly appropriate. I will say, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show or new to Dr. Marlene Siegel, we have her linked up in the show notes. She also has a raw food accessible to you. This is the Pasco Veterinary Medical Center, PascoVet.com. It's in the Tampa Bay area. And I know people come from all over the world, in fact, if they can, but certainly all over the United States to come see her or consult with her. And there are a lot of ways to reach out. There's a telephone number, 813-973-2929 for more information to make appointments. Again, we'll talk to you, Marlene, as well about the species-appropriate diet that you've helped to develop. A food, a system to help them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to talk now about anxiety in our pet friends. Right now, for those listening or watching live, tonight, a big fireworks night. We talk about it all the time. It's 4th of July. The pets get freaked out. But apparently, according to, this is a news report out of England, there's a steep rise in pets needing treatment for anxiety. And, of course, in England, they're talking about it as an insurance claim. I guess people are buying insurance for their pets. Because the pet health is not covered by NHS through a socialized system. But treating cats, dogs, rabbits for mental health problems, what's going on?
We're going to work backwards on this one to get to the answer, okay? So we know that those hormones that make us feel good and help us to be very emotionally stable, like dopamine and serotonin, these are amino acids that are made from the aromatic amino acids, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tryptophan, there's several others. Well, those aromatic amino acids have to come from the plants. Well, the fungi and the plants and the bacteria, they have to make that through something called the shikimate pathway. Glyphosate blocks the shikimate pathway. So when glyphosate is sprayed on food, then those bacteria, fungi, and the plants cannot convert those essential aromatic amino acids to be available so that whoever's eating them aren't getting those aromatic amino acids, which means you can't make dopamine and serotonin. Mm. So it all goes backwards into how did we get here? It is those aromatic amino acids that we literally are not getting in our diet, and therefore cannot synthesize those important amino acids that are neurotransmitters that allow us to feel good. We're seeing that across the board. It's people that we've never seen an incidence so high of people that are having so much depression and anxiety and all these mood disorders. And we're seeing it tremendously in animals. I actually started seeing it about 20 years ago.
Wow.
And glyphosate, I think, was introduced as an herbicide in 1974.
Yeah, and of course, it's become more and more ubiquitous in the diet because even things that are not genetically engineered are being contaminated or soaked with glyphosate, including grains, oats, things that may end up in commercial pet foods that you think, well, how could that be a problem? But you just described the blocking of the shikimate pathways and what a mess that is. What does that result in? A lot of problems. And so we have to counsel people that come to you as you do, as come to me as I do, to make better decisions about the things we put into our bodies, much less our animal buddies and their bodies. So it's not just about, hey, we need to switch them off of grains, but it's like, what about the animals that they're eating? Are they eating those grains? Are they contaminated with glyphosate? So you're going to end up getting secondary glyphosate contamination.
Yes, and then, of course, the ability to synthesize the nutrients that you need, the ability to even absorb them. We do bioenergetic testing on almost all of our patients. And I will tell you, in the past 10 years, we have seen across the board that we have deficiencies on all the amino acids, not even just the essential ones. We're seeing deficiencies in all amino acids, which either means it's not in the diet or they can't absorb it. And then fatty acids, same thing. We're seeing massive deficiencies. And then, of course, the vitamins, minerals are also deficient. So I think it's a combination of the fact that, A, we have a deficiency in our food supply, and the answer that the food industry has is to make synthetic vitamins and minerals and throw that in. Bad, bad move. And then they put in these fatty acids right into the diet, or they have these liquid supplements. Well, those are exposed to oxygen. And anytime you have oxygen in combination with a fatty acid, it's going to turn rancid. Now it's more toxic than having the deficiency itself. So these are huge, important pieces that everybody needs to start not only being aware for themselves, for their pets, but share that on Facebook. Share that with your friends and neighbors and your family members. We need to get this message out. And our solution was to create a species-appropriate diet and then supplement with a world's best vitamin mineral supplement with superfoods in it and a special fatty acid that has been tested for very low mercury and is precluded from getting oxygen exposure because it's in a buffalo organic collagen wrap. So you know that it's the highest quality and safest. And then for all of our animals that are deficient in amino acids, we literally add amino acids.
Well, you have absolutely set the bar with the species-appropriate diet here. You've got a food calculator, apparently, to kind of help people assess what they would need if they tap into what you've done with the Evo Love Raw diet. And you talk about being safe, which stands for species appropriate, fundamentally enriching. And again, there's a lot of mess, and I've been through it in my life with animals. I've been, you know, more of the cat person in my life, but I've had cats that I've lost due to veterinary care, due to their recommendations on food that was not species appropriate. And you think, gosh, the vet should know better.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. and Iran continue to engage in dueling threats after a series of military exchanges. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
After Iran says it has 32 specific targets in mind for retaliatory strikes, after the U.S. takes out one of its top generals with a missile strike on the Baghdad airport, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discusses the president's threat to attack 52 targets in Iran if it follows through on its threats.
The Iranian leadership needs to understand that attacking Americans is not cost-free. The cost will be clear and direct.
Pompeo spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump's re-election campaign continues to rake in the bucks, now at $46 million of the final quarter in 2019, far outpacing Democratic competitors Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drink and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We definitely aren't taught to really understand the biology of the body. And I would probably say over the past 10 years, I have shifted away from symptom-based medicine to really understanding how does the body actually do what it does, from taking in light to the metabolic pathways, what stress does. All of those are so important to understand how the body works. And when you understand how the body works, it's ridiculously easy to help the body do what it needs to do. You're just not chasing the symptom. You're really getting down to not just the root cause, but the root function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and restoring function, you know, then you find out, wow, look, that disease that was diagnosed by the other vet, it's no longer there. I didn't even have to treat it.
Well, I'll tell you a personal story for me. About 15 years ago, I started having these heart palpitations, and I didn't know why, and I go to a cardiologist, and they work me up, and they say I had left ventricular outflow tract disease. They said some of my SA nodes, that my little cells that are supposed to fire the heart, didn't make it where they belonged, and they were going to literally go in and do a freezing procedure on these cells. Well, 3 weeks before I was supposed to go in, I quit taking everything, all my supplements, everything. One of my supplements was a liquid fatty acid from a very reputable company that was rancid, and I didn't know it, and it was causing the heart palpitations. I was very lucky that I actually didn't die of heart disease, because a lot of people did. And when I quit taking it, all my palpitations went away. It's really interesting. And then years later, I found out what that association was. So I am a huge advocate for making sure fatty acids are not rancid.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now, all of these things, it's like, people sometimes get frozen because there's just too much to do. But I want to think about sustaining your own healthy human life. And in one sense, it's complex because we've been kind of trained out of thinking with our hearts and our guts, right? The microbiome communicating the right things we should put in. And there's the same thing that's mirrored in our animal friends. And, of course, their generations tend to be shorter now. That's why we're seeing an acceleration, explosion, for instance, of cancer and other even, you know, neurological issues and other things that we're seeing give rise to. And it's mirroring the same patterns of humans. But as we've corrupted their diet, as we've corrupted our own, what did we expect was going to happen?
Here's a scary statistic for you. In 1944, there were less than 4% of the population had chronic disease. Currently, 44% of our youth has chronic disease.
Wait, 54.
I heard 44, but it's a high number, Whatever it is.
It's over half really now, high, according to the stats I've said. But, yeah, I mean, that's not a genetic explosion, right? You don't have that happen.
No.
How do you go from no chronic disease, almost very rare, and mostly in old people, then now young people, half of the young people. So, yeah, it's a...
If we look at the animal population and we include all of those low-grade persistent chronic diseases, we're up almost to the 90 percentile.
Yeah.
Because I'm even seeing puppies, two-year-old dogs with cancer. Puppies with chronic skin problems and ear infections, which I think we're going to talk about in a minute.
Yes,
but,
yes.
It's a real problem. And we've been so dumbing down as a society that we expect to have some level of disease. No. I'm in my 60s. I haven't had health insurance in over 20 years. And I rarely get sick. And if I do, it's for a day or so. I've got my ozone. I've got my nutrition. I take my silver. And
you're like my mom, Marlene, Grandma Mickey, my mom. She's going to be 86 in January 2020, and she doesn't have a doctor. She doesn't, I mean, they make her have some level of Medicare, but she's now refused the Medicare Part D, which is the drug stuff, and they're fining her for that. And now she's refused the part, I don't know if it's B, where they cover doctors. She's like, I don't use them. You know, it's like we should have, you know, the exception of the rule is like you need a doctor, right? But that our culture has shifted upside down away from true health care to disease creation and disease management machinery. So let's help out one of our viewers and listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can go to robertscottbell.com, submit your questions there. This is from Deb and Dan Hooper. They had a question last hour. They got a follow up. They say pet stuff is great. I have a dog that I've been trying to clear yeast in her ears for a very long time. I can't seem to clear it up. I've tried another silver. I've eaten ear cleaners with silver, but it hasn't worked. I am trying both Sovereign Silver Drops and Dr. Zach Bush's Restore Inner Ears for the microbiome. I even allowed the vet to use an antibiotic a few months ago, but it's still an issue. Deb and Dan. So, Dr. Marlene Siegel, it isn't just about treating it with these natural things, which are great. We're all for that. But there's probably something going on that continues to make manifest this. And I think, I know you go both places. So let's hear what your perspective is on this.
I'm going to take this in two directions. So obviously the inflammation is not being resolved. And they're pouring a cup of water on a forest fire. So yes, those are great products, but they're not going to fix the underlying problem. You have to still do that. So is this dog eating a species-appropriate diet? Are they getting rid of the other toxins in the environment from the EMF that the dog is probably exposed to the, whatever toxic water they may be using, to the diet, to chemicals, hormones, pesticides that are being absorbed topically, if they have mold in their house? All those things are a factor. But here's another part that's really, really important, and that has to do with the autonomic nervous system. We know we have two branches. We have a sympathetic and a parasympathetic. And your sympathetic is your fight, flight. That's the one that produces cortisol and helps you to save your life when danger is there. And the parasympathetic side is stimulated by the vagus nerve, and it turns on the rest, repair, digest, and detox system. Well, some of the most new evidence has come out that the vagus nerve has two branches. It has a dorsal root, which when stimulated, turns the mitochondria on, they get nice and powerful, they rev up that ATP production, and they're able to make a ton of energy through this ATP product that allows the body to really rev up and do its job. But there's also a ventral root to that door, to the vagus nerve. And when the ventral root is stimulated, it is a cell danger response. It's basically telling the mitochondria, there's danger out there. We need to go in the bunker and hide out until that danger is gone. Kind of like the play possum thing, you know. It's like when, you know, that term came from possums. When you startle them, they'll act like they're dead. Well, when the body thinks it's in that extreme of danger, it's going to initiate this cell danger response so that the mitochondria go into the bunker. And now they can't hear what's going on outside. They're waiting for a signal that lets them know it's safe. When they're in the bunker, they're not making very much ATP. That production is really lower, I mean significantly lower. And now you get all of these poor metabolic functions going on, and you have more stress and more rise in inflammation. Toxins are the number one cause for the cell danger response.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're inundated in these toxins, here's where it really becomes important. I have so many people that say, I'm doing everything right. I'm eating the right food. I'm taking my probiotics. I'm taking my Restore, or now it's called Ion.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's helping to restore the tight junctions. But if they haven't taken their body out of the cell danger response, if those mitochondria don't know it's safe to come out of the bunker, then they're never going to be able to respond because they're going la, 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 la. They can't hear us communicating to them. Does that make sense?
How will they know it's safe to come out of the bunker? Well, when you stop carpet bombing them with glyphosate, for instance, right? That's when you said toxins.
And that's one big.
Yeah, and then suddenly it's like, whoa, the metabolic activity is shifting back to growth and healing rather than from protection. You know, disease, like, oh, we got to protect. Exactly. So well said, Dr. Marlene Siegel. You are so awesome. And by the way, my mom says you look great, and she loves your hair, too. Just so I noticed that comment.
We curled it just for the show.
Yeah, it looks great. So back to briefly the anxiety tonight for Beth. Now, just talking about acute anxiety because we talked about the chronic stuff, too. CBD. I think that's been something I've been seeing for all mammals. We all have an endocannabinoid system. Seems to be harmed less unless you've had any experience to say, oh, be careful of certain species. They don't do well with it. What's your experience been with CBD for these animals?
Very, very good. But it's not going to be the end-all be-all. So for an acute situation like this where you haven't had a chance to prepare, CBD oil is wonderful. Whole Tones, Michael
Whole Tones Carroll's, for pets, yeah.
Very good. The what's good about the fireworks as opposed to say a thunderstorm is that there's no barometric pressure changes. So if you can get these animals away from the visual and into a quieter room, like a closet kind of situation where they're not near windows, and you can play something like Whole Tones where there's a noise that's interrupting the fireworks and the bombs going off,
mm-hmm.
and then just quietly sit with them, that will help a lot. And then we use Bach flowers. So yes. It's really a combination of things that we try. There are some herbs that we have that are anti-anxiety herbs that we have Romania in them, but using, like, herbs have to be done a month in advance. That's not something you're going to do the night of the fireworks.
Right.
Homeopathics, really going to start a little bit beforehand so they start associating the music and the quiet place and the safety and the security, and like they can attach to something. They have an anchor, if you will, that they know that they're safe.
Right.
So those are all important things to do and certainly things that you have to prepare for, but CBD might be a good short-term response.
Right, beautifully said. And you know, long-term, we're talking about agitation to the nervous system through exposure to heavy metals, all the things we've talked about that disrupt the tight junctures, you know, within the GI tract, the epithelial lining. Now you're absorbing things. You've got pro-inflammatory things happening all the time, and it creates a state of heightened agitation all the time. So the fireworks would only make it worse, right? But if they were not in that heightened state all the time, you might be, you know, dealing with truly an acute scenario, and they'll handle it much better.
Right. We have a machine that also produces a parasympathetic tone, and very similar to what Whole Tones does, but you're actually sitting inside of it. And that's a wonderful modality as well. There's so many different things that we can do to initiate and stimulate that dorsal root of the vagus nerve. You can even manually do it, but it, you know, there's that lack of these neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin that really accelerate and make worse the problems that we're seeing.
Well, we can't get you on every day because you're busy, busy, busy. But if y'all have more questions, you submit them at robertscottbell.com. We'll reach out to Dr. Siegel from time to time, and she's available, and we'll get her on and do some more with you. It's been fun answering the questions. Hopefully, Deb and Dan, that got you some good answers for the ear issue. It's more than just treating it locally. And as I've said that in Healing Guts as well, I can only do so much if you're putting glyphosate-contaminated, chemically produced and synthetically added foods, you know. There's only so much we can do. And if you're interested in checking out a new way to feed your pets, check out Dr. Siegel's Evo Love Raw, a safe pet food. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So we were out. I have a new tower that I grow some of my herbs and stuff in. And so it has a compost center in the center. And I had to go through and dig up a bunch of my red worms, my red wigglers, to put in there. And honestly, Robert, as I'm digging through this dirt with my fingers and I'm finding all my worms, I can only imagine the amount of microbiome that I was engaging in my body through my skin, inhaling them, and just reveling in this ability to connect to the earth and all those negative ions that I was getting by just sitting on the earth and digging in this beautiful compost. It was just, it just creates this joy that is hard to express. And then when I go out and I pick something to eat and I'm just grazing through the yard in and just marveling at the things that nature produces, from the Suriname cherries to the bananas to the, we have miracle fruit, and we have a strawberry plant. You haven't seen the strawberry plant.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Thanks a lot. I haven't even eaten today. I'm broken fast yet. Now I'm not going to make it through the rest of the show. I want to come over and eat. So hopefully we can connect back in Florida at one of your events again. I would love to see you, of course. But, man, you know, I concur with you. When you're living this way, you just got, you're bubbling over and you got to give back. You got to find a way. What do I do with all of this creative energy? And providing a way for folks to heal, tap into that healing. It's as worthy a cause as there is out there. So thank you for that as well.
Well, you know, it's eating those amino acids, making sure they're in my diet. So now I can make those neurotransmitters. And then it's the microbiome that communicates through this fiber optic network of sorts to the mitochondria. And it's all about this communication. If we don't tell the mitochondria what's going on, then it can't produce the sustaining energy that we need to do what we're doing. So people that have fatigue, we know they have mitochondrial dysfunction. What do we need to turn that back on? And it's going through those six steps. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you shouldn't be doing and then what you should be doing, and you have to do them in tandem.
Yeah.
And then it's really living that lifestyle, waking up every day and finding something to be grateful for. It changes your chemistry. Taking breaths, being able to take deep breaths. You don't have to do the Wim Hof method, although I do. I love it. But it's learning how to take a deep breath and into your belly and just starting to oxygenate your tissues. Get up and move. It could be on a rebounder. It could be on a vibration plate, or it could be doing high-intensity exercise. Whatever that is, mm-hmm. you need to get up and do that with your pet. And then, of course, intermittent fasting.
I tried to jump rope with my cat. She didn't like it. But
there are videos of dogs that do that and cats that do it with their owners. Yeah, you got to train her better.
Right.
But we talk about intermittent fasting, and it's something that I really encourage my pet parents to do with their animals. Maybe on another show we'll talk about mTOR and autophagy and how that plays a role in helping the body to really thrive, mm-hmm. not just survive, but to really thrive.
Speaking of mTOR, if you go to a pet food store, caveat mTOR, you know, because of the stuff they're selling there. But the good stuff, Evo Love's got it, Dr. Marlene Siegel. By the way, upcoming new year, I'm going to be participating in one of those online summits. My good friend Dr. Daryl Joffrey has set up this Get Off Your Sugar Summit. And one of my favorite interviews so far has been with our friend Dr. Zach Bush. And we talk microbiome. We talk about the things you were talking about, getting in it, you know. So it's going to be a fascinating journey in a lot of different areas in terms of getting off your sugar, that summit coming up in the first quarter of the new year 2020. So be on the lookout for that. You can always find the links for what is upcoming here at robertscottbell.com. We'll be adding some events as we confirm them, as well as Dr. Siegel, as your events are confirmed, let me know so we can let folks know about it, or if I can even attend or be part of it. Hopefully that will happen too.
Oh, I'm going to hope you can do that. I am doing a summit with a Dr. Kara Gubbins, G-U-B-B-I-N-S.
Yeah.
And I'll get to the information on that. But she is a little more on the woo-woo side, but it's all about animal communication. It's animal communication.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do communicate on a different level. We all do. Mm-hmm. We just sometimes don't pay attention to it with that gut instinct that we have. And I'm really working on honing my communication skills with nature, not just animals and nature and people, and just really raising my own self-consciousness. And it's been quite miraculous. So I'm going to be the only veterinarian that she's ever had on her summit. She's had three now. Mm-hmm. This is her third coming up. Well, and so I'm excited.
I think from woo-woo to woo-hoo, then it's all good. It's all good. It's going the right direction. Liz, I'm going to take a quick break here, and I know Dr. Marlene Siegel has got a lot of fun events, a birthday party with the Jockers. It's New Year's Eve, and I want to wish the Zielinskis as well that you're going to see today. Big hugs and love from us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Happy New Year to them and you and your wonderful daughter as well, and you guys are working as a great team, and the whole crew over at Pasco Vet as well. Thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you, everybody.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.